peace with God. I ain't afraid to die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive.
Corey Kent on FM 100.9, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, 7 o'clock the time. And time for an update courtesy of Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and by PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a $2 billion arms package for Ukraine. Most of the money came from the supplemental funding approved last month by Congress. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says more U.S. aid is on the way to Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. But we learned that the White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The Justice Department says Boeing breached a non-prosecution agreement that kept it from being charged after two deadly incidents involving its planes. Boeing has until June 13th to respond. And the April Consumer Price Index out this morning will give the latest snapshot of inflation. This is ABC News. Due out today, a new proposal on Capitol Hill to work on ways for Washington to try to keep up with AI.
The mission of the bipartisan Senate AI Working Group was laid out by Chairman Chuck Schumer of New York at its first meeting in September.
To do everything we can to come up with legislation that will make the world with AI a better place than it is today.
Now the panel is encouraging a $32 billion increase in funding for AI innovation. But it also recognizes the technology's potential for harm, including the creation of deepfakes and the displacement of humans in the workplace. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And it's happened again. A fifth American has been arrested in Turks and Caicos with bullets in their luggage. This time it was a woman who traveled to the island. She's due in court later this week. A recently passed law there calls for a minimum 12-year sentence for people who take ammo into the country. Other people who've been caught say they forgot about the bullets that were in their bags. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 5 minutes after 7 on a Wednesday morning, May 15th. We'll check forecast details coming up here on WRCO. Also, a more regular feature, some Hank or Hanko, and details coming up on the Community Village, Pine Valley Community Village token hunt. That clue is coming up around 7:15.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Congratulations to the seniors of Eagle High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done from Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services.
Today's high, 72 degrees, featuring lots of sunshine. East winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 48 tonight, with slight chances of showers coming in late this evening. Thursday, 70. They've lessened the chance of rain now for tomorrow to 40%. Isolated showers possible Thursday night and a low of 51. Partly cloudy to sunny and warm Friday and 77. Saturday doesn't sound bad. 80 degrees, sunshine at times, and a slight chance of showers at night. Sunday, partly cloudy. Cloudy and nice, and 77. In Richland Center, some sunshine and blue skies, and we're up to 48 degrees. WRCO, WRCE Radio on a Wednesday. Sunrise from the center, and good morning. This is Hal Ketchum.
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again. Placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how. Couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by. I write, refuse to fly.
there's no word from you at all, the best that you can do. I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. Of you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do.
That's Al Ketchum on the radio, WRCO, 712 on a Get Along On Your Way Wednesday. Seniors of Ithaca High School, your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Best wishes from Muller & Sons Excavating, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and Boscobel & Center Pharmacies, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
In the town where I was raised, the clock ticks and the cattle graze. Time passed with amazing grace back where I come from. You could lie on the riverbank, or paint your name on the water tank, or miscount all the beers you drank back where I come from. Back where I come from. I'll be when it's said and done, and I'm proud as anyone, that's where I come from. We learned in the Sunday school who made the sunshine through. Know who made the moonshine too, back where I come from. And blue eyes on a Saturday night, and tan legs in the broad daylight. TVs, they were black and white, back where I come from. Say it's a backward place, narrow minds on the narrow way, but I make it a point to say that's where I come from.
It's day number 3 of the Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt. We will give you the third clue in just a moment. But first of all, a recap of yesterday. You have to cross many bridges and you have to walk many paths in your life. But what is most important is to know which bridges you should not cross and which paths you should not walk. Here is today's clue, the third in the series. The world is your playground. Play with a sense of destiny. Once again, clue number 3. The world is your playground. Play with a sense of destiny. Remember, if you find the token, contact Pine Valley Community Village, and you can do so at their Facebook page as well. This year's treasure trove of value contains over $600 of gift certificates and at least $150 in cash, in addition to gift baskets and more. Find the token and win the goods from Pine Valley Community Healthcare.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Thing that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, where I'll be.
George Strait taking us to Amarillo by morning. 7:20, we'll see what old Hanko is doing in just a bit.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to be on the right vitamins. Remember, Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 until 6 at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. From bedding plants to baked goods and everything in between, the vendors have you covered. Discover fresh flowers, tantalizing baked treats like breads, cookies, and pies, along with nature's treasures like honey, asparagus, rhubarb, and spring lettuces. Looking for farm fresh produce? They have spinach, radishes, potatoes, and more. Plus, satisfy your sweet tooth with maple syrup and homemade canned goods. And here's something special. They accept EBT SNAP benefits. Just head to the information table for guidance on using your Quest card for purchases. Calling all young shoppers. Thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, the Youth Food Token Program is back. Kids ages 4 to 17 can snag $2 in fruit and vegetable tokens each visit. Swing by the information table to grab yours. And don't forget to join the Boomerang Shopping Bag Program. For a small $5 fee, get a new bag and enjoy a coupon each time you reuse it at the market. Find out more at the information table. See you this afternoon, starting at 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, across from Quick Trip, the Richland Area Farmers Market, where community and freshness meet.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Hank, how you doing there, man?
Am I plugged in?
Yeah, you're plugged in.
How you doing, young man?
Oh, not bad, yeah. Your cold getting better?
Getting better.
All
getting
right.
Better. Yep, yeah, getting better, buddy. And you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
You had a ball game last night?
No, I did last night, yes. Yeah, yeah, I was over out and about at Riverdale.
Yeah, and you got out of there safely?
Yeah, nobody beat me up or anything.
Oh, so, wow.
No,
well,
no, they always try to feed me. They're nice to me.
I hired some guys over there. Apparently, they didn't do their job.
Is that right? You didn't?
Yep, to beat you up.
Okay.
Maybe that's just home talent, guys.
Yeah, I got them laughing. They just left me alone then. So.
Oh, yeah.
That was always my strategy back in the day, you know. Somebody would say, I bet I could kick the tar out of you, and be like, yeah, you probably can. Slap them on the back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get them laughing, you just show up.
Absolutely.
Hey, there's Shelly. Hey,
there he is.
Oh, anyway.
Kill him with your laughter.
Today, today is
National Chocolate Chip Day.
Oh, not bad.
How about that? You can put chocolate chips in anything. But again, another one of my pet peeves. Why buy semi-sweet ones?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
If you're going to go on, go full.
June, why you buy semi-sweet chocolate? I want a little snack. I open the cupboard. There's nothing in there. I want regular chocolate.
Because
I want...
June is already sweet enough.
I know, but I'm not. So.
But she knows that ain't going to help you. You should go on no sweet
Come
chips.
Come on. It's like putting raisins in a cookie. If you're going to just go all out. What are you doing? Trying to save, I don't know, but chocolate chips should be.
Add some more flour in there.
Exactly. Yes. It's National Juice Slush Day. Yeah. Let me see. What else? Bring flowers to someone day. That's good.
Phil.
Go
Phil.
Out. You can go out and pick some dandelions.
What was that day again?
Pick some flowers. Bring flowers to someone today.
That's There you go. Start being a little sweeter and get June a bouquet of flowers.
I did.
That was Mother's Day. Today is a different day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
we have great florist here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get the dandelions in the back. And no. Don't steal anybody's lilacs.
Lilacs, yeah. I have some of those of my own.
Just go get her some flowers.
Well, I already did. The others haven't faded yet, but I'll see.
Well, your sweetness is.
You know what's going to happen, though. I'll go in with flowers, and she'll say, "All right, what'd you do?"
Yeah, she probably will.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
You know, can't a guy just be nice?
You can't. Yeah.
You can't just be nice.
You can't just be nice. There's always got a reason.
Uh-huh.
I suggest you do that.
I know, but I shouldn't be taking advice from you on that kind of stuff. I don't think, anyway.
No, I wouldn't either.
No offense, but...
But this is a good advice. I mean, people know, bring flowers to the sweet one.
Uh-huh.
All right. She's your rock.
Well, you got that right. Yeah,
don't slide off of her.
No. Oh, well, what else is going on?
Nothing much today, buddy. Wednesday, I finally get a day off. The first one I've had in a long time.
Yeah?
I mean, not from here, but...
Right. I'm surprised that... Because there are a few makeup games today.
Yes, they are.
Tournaments can start as early as tomorrow
for softball.
And I have a pile of sports over there from last night. Everything pretty much happened last night, except... SWAL track, they ran on Monday, but pretty much everybody else did last night. So,
well, who won the SWAL? I don't know.
For track?
Yeah.
I'll have to look back, but I believe it was Darlington and both of those. But,
okay.
Southwest, good meet last night. They had that at River Valley, actually, last night.
So that was going on at the same time as the baseball game last night.
Yep, and then Kickapoo hosted the Ridge and Valley.
Good. Have you been down to the Kickapoo track?
Yes, I have.
Isn't that a gym?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, is that a nice place.
Kickapoo Lafarge had a great night.
Oh, my goodness.
Their boys' relay teams, they won all four relays.
Really, Kickapoo and Lafarge?
Yep.
Good for them. But that track and field, what they've done is amazing.
Right.
So
you and I would even maybe be able to run on that. I don't know.
I doubt it, but we'll run for a while.
But
I tell you what, that is an amazing. If you haven't seen their new complex, or it's not new, they redid it.
Yeah, they just did.
I mean, it is amazing. So nice job to Kickapoo down there. So, but anyway, today's old Hanko or Facto.
Okay. All right.
What do you think, buddy?
Well, I don't know what to think. I never do.
Huh? All right. All golf balls don't have the same number of dimples, Philip.
That's not true. They do.
No, it is actually a bunch of Hanko. Golf balls have 300 to 500 dimples. All golf balls do not have the same number of dimples.
Really? Nope. I thought that was something we had years ago on the quiz.
Nope.
Must not have comprehended that.
Well, imagine that. And that's no wonder why you have school on Tuesday again.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yep.
Millions of trees in the world are accidentally planted by squirrels. Philip?
That's true.
It is true.
Sure.
Squirrels who bury nuts and forgets where they hide them. Millions of them. And did I tell you about Japan?
No.
Well, in Japan, you can drive down the road and you're allowed to throw out seeds of trees like apples, peaches, stuff like that. And they have all kind of trees growing on the side of the road of fruit trees.
Along the road.
Yep. Ah, yep. And let nature do its thing.
Wow.
It's kind of neat.
That is cool.
Yep, it is. The world's most expensive cheese, Philip, is made from a buffalo.
Buffalo. I'm going to say that's not true.
That is not true. Do you know what it is?
Most expensive cheese.
What kind of milk is it made from?
It's got to be like a brie or something like that. Or
what?
A brie.
What is that?
I don't know.
Does that come from an animal?
Yeah.
What is a brie?
I don't know. It's a cheese.
Well, it's donkey milk, Phil.
Donkey milk?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
It is. They actually make cheese from a donkey, Philip.
How do you milk a donkey? I don't know.
Oh.
French brie. Looking up brie. Eiffel Tower brie cheese.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. It's French, right?
Can you put it on apple pie?
I would. Bloomy rind brie cheese. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just about any cheese is good on apple pie, except probably Limburger.
The pool on the Titanic is not filled with water today, Phil.
The pool
on the
Titanic
is empty today.
It's empty today. I'll say that's true.
No, it's false. It's underwater. It's
well, fun. I thought maybe they had brought it up or
no.
something. They did have a pool on the Titanic,
though. Yes. Uh-huh. The pool on the Titanic is still filled with water today, Phil.
Yeah.
So
I wonder if anybody used it on that fateful voyage because
it was cold.
It was cold.
Yes.
I can't imagine that they were swimming in the pool, but you never know.
You never know, but it's still filled today. Sloths take 1 week to digest food, Philip.
I'll say they do.
No, it's a bunch of hankos. It actually takes 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Yeah. Oh, that's all. Okay.
They're the slowest digestion of any mammal.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Sometimes when you're doing a couch potato thing, you kind of feel like a sloth. Like
you talk about constipated. Those guys are crazy.
Oh, hey.
You were thinking it?
No, I was not. I did not think that at all.
The process of creating honey involves bees' waste.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it? Not, I thought it had.
It involves bees vomiting.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Right. It's waste. Oh,
you could have that.
Hank, man, you got it going out of both ends. Jeepers.
Well, at least one end. The other end's still in the sloth.
Yeah, yeah.
So cake is the most popular dessert, Philip.
A cake is the it's not with me, but I'll say that it is.
No, it's not. What do you think is?
Well, it's got to be pie.
It is a pie. Yeah.
All right.
People tend to love pie more than cake.
Yeah. I always want a birthday pie.
Yeah, I like pies. I do. So cauliflower is the only vegetable that's also a flower.
I'll say no.
No, it's not. Broccoli's actually in the same the same category as that. Yep. So,
all right.
So if my cauliflower goes to flour, you can't bake with it though. You know.
What about your cauliflower ear?
I keep popping it. So.
Oh, two TMI.
France is responsible for giving us French fries.
That's not true.
Who do you think is?
America, USA.
No, Belgium.
Belgium. Oh.
Actually, if you want to be really, really honest about this French fry thing, I think Greece was the first thing to give us French fries.
Well, they were put in Greece.
Exactly.
Oh, Hank.
Yep. I'm not getting any butter.
No.
Delaware is the smallest U.S. state.
That's not true.
What is?
Rhode Island.
It is. Very good. Very nice. And the last one, save the best for last, mushrooms are the most popular pizza topping in the U.S.
That's not true.
What do you think is?
Pepperoni.
My golly, you're right on it, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, and that's another one I don't know why. Because, I mean, pepperoni's all right.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
turn
it down, but it's not my first.
What is Canadian bacon?
Canadian bacon.
I love Canadian
bacon.
Yeah.
But I like beef on a pizza.
I like beef.
Hamburger.
Pizza, yep.
Yep. Put a little beef.
As long as it's not grass-fed beef. No offense to people like grass-fed beef. I'm not a fan. I love the grease.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah, I love the grease.
You're just a model of health there.
Yeah. I'm down to 213 still.
I was going to say, though, you're doing well.
Yeah, still kicking.
Even because you've had a few slip-ups, some of them thanks to me, you're still...
All of them thanks to you.
You're still doing well.
All of them,
no.
Thanks to you.
The only time
Chris Simonson,
I did
Bo Hendricks,
yeah, but I
Joanne Krulots,
no, yep, yeah, but
no, 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 it's all you.
Nobody held you down and opened your mouth
when you leave the pizza in there with the open box. It's like, hey, Hank, do you want a piece?
That was Simo.
Yeah, I'll take three. But anyway, buddy, thanks very much. I appreciate your time. Everybody, have a great day and be kind.
That's old Hanko today. We'll check birthdays and anniversaries next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Feel so In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Some notes on this day in history. 1928, Walt Disney cartoon starring Mickey Mouse appeared for the first time. In 1972, history lesson, Alabama Governor George C. Wallace was shot and left paralyzed while campaigning in Maryland. 1972 on this day. And in 2012, Cleveland Cavalier guard Kyrie Irving was named the NBA's Rookie of the Year. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for May 15th, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Clara from Jill, Jesse, and Anna, and to Clara from Papa, Sue, Patchy, Jennifer, Tucker, Gracie, and Brutus. Happy birthday to number one son, Ryan Kinney. Love Mom and Dad. To Christy Zumach. Can't believe you're 56. Thanks for helping me on my medical journey the last 10 months of my life. Have a great birthday. Cheers to another 56 years. Chris. Have a great day today to Caden Nelson. Love from Mom, Dad, Carter, and Macy. And to Caden Nelson from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Janie Verbeck from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Aubrey Bruckner from Five Points Lutheran Church. And Randy Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Barb Baxter and Dewey Young from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Bob and Heidi Shear salute Aaron Pearson today. Happy 78th to Grandpa Steve from Morgan, Brooklyn, and Danielle. And happy 78th to Grandpa Steve. Have a great day today from the whole family. To Alyssa Kathleen Cairns, with so much love for you from Mom, Dad, Jenna, and Ella. And to Alyssa Cairns from Dad. Have a great day today. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions with wishes for Victoria Cooper, Kimberly Hinkle, Ryan Kinney, Lindsay Luxton, and Terry Nelson, Letitia Baumkamp. Happy anniversary to Brad and Ronnie Harris and to Steve and Allison Ostrander. The RC Lions today leaving us birthday wishes for Kent Simmons, Layla Larrabee, Melissa Cook, Alyssa Cairns, Christy Zumach, and happy anniversary, Terry and Amber Sage, and Monica and Jim Deaver. And Jim and Monica Deaver, happy anniversary from Park Street Christian Church.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. It will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday, including today at 11:30.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
7:42, 51 degrees in Richland Center.
Ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, my love. Can't take my eyes off you, even if I wanted to. I swear I'm staring at heaven, holding you here tonight, watching all the stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling, the world could unravel, but you'll still be safe in my arms. Oh, no way nobody gonna steal my love, no way, no how, no never. My heart is yours forever. If I couldn't call you mine, then baby, you know I don't want no one. My car, my clothes, my money. So I can wear it on my sleeve. Make sure that everyone knows it. Cause baby, you're the one thing that I can't live without. You kiss me and there ain't a doubt. No changing my mind, I'm in it for life. Ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love. My love. No way, no how, no never. My heart is yours forever. If I couldn't call you my
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 52 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Lots of sunshine and pleasant today with a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers towards morning in the western areas of our listening area, and a low of 48. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 45, we're up to 52 degrees.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Flags will be flying at half-staff today as a mark of respect for peace officers who have given their lives in the line of duty. Governor Evers has ordered the flag of the United States and the flag of the state of Wisconsin be flown at half-staff at all buildings, grounds, and military installations of the state today, ending at sunset. Check your fridges again for another cream cheese recall. Wisconsin's Schreiber Foods and Aldi want you to check for flavors of cream cheese spread that are possibly contaminated with salmonella. That's bacteria that can make you or your family sick. The recall impacts 29 states, including Wisconsin. The companies say it's out of an abundance of caution. The four cream cheese spreads at Aldi are regular, whipped, chive, and onion, as well as strawberry. They have various sell-by dates that range from August 30th through September 15th. Researchers hope to educate people about the need to get newer, more effective asthma treatments into the hands of patients. They say it will improve their quality of life. About 3,500 people die from asthma each year in the U.S., and a study from the University of Michigan found the patients often die of heart disease. A U of M pulmonologist says medications for asthma may be the reason. The Wisconsin Senate voted Tuesday to override 9 vetoes issued by Governor Tony Evers. Wisconsin Senate has a Republican supermajority, meaning that no Democratic votes were needed to pass the bills. All 9 of the bills passed, either 21-10 or 22-9. Senator Howard Markline was one of the senators who voted to override Governor Evers' vetoes.
I voted yesterday to override the governor's vetoes because, as co-chair of the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance, I want to release the funding for PFAS and healthcare. The governor's vetoes have tied our hands. He has been asking a committee of 16 people to override his vetoes. It takes a two-thirds majority of the legislature to override his vetoes, and that is what we started today. It is disgusting that the governor is playing politics with the lives and well-being of the people of Wisconsin. We warned the governor that a veto of the PFAS bill would kill our ability to send these funds to the people who need them, but he would rather continue pointing fingers than actually solving the problem. If he were serious about solving problems, he would have worked with us.
The 9 bills will now head to the State Assembly. The State Assembly does not have a veto-proof majority, meaning Democrats would need to vote along with Republicans to overturn any of the governor's vetoes. Governor Tony Evers will recognize outstanding local volunteers, AmeriCorps members, and AmeriCorps senior volunteers who have gone beyond the call of duty to help our fellow Wisconsinites at the 2024 Governor's Service Awards today. The honorees' service addressed critical issues impacting Wisconsin communities, providing assistance to homeless youth, academic and social support for students, increasing access to health care and needed services, and filling gaps in support for populations throughout the state. This year, they will honor 9 individuals and 2 organizations from throughout the state for their outstanding volunteerism and service. Additionally, 28 AmeriCorps senior volunteers who have reached the milestone of 20 years of service to their fellow Wisconsinites will be recognized. Among today's honorees is Cindy Deckert. She is receiving the Marty Stein Friend of National Service Exemplary Supporter. Cindy Deckert is with Southwest Wisconsin Community Action Program and serves in the Foster Grandparent Program, which covers Dodgeville and Richland Center. The first reading for a new policy of the naming of district facilities was held at the Richland School Board meeting Tuesday night, with a change to the original policy presented as members of the public were worried that Avitus Rip Field would essentially be renamed. The change included the phrase, "Any naming rights in effect as of January 1, 2024, within the Richland School District shall be grandfathered in and subject to expiration on December 31, 2056, unless terminated earlier or extended as per the terms outlined in this policy." Also approved at the meeting was a revision to the use of district facilities policy concerning staff use of facilities. Staff members will be allowed to use portions of the district facilities without charge, provided the area requested is available for use. Only in the employee, immediate family members living with the employee, and one non-family member are in attendance. The employee is physically present in the area at all times. The employee is responsible for any cleanup required. The employee is responsible for ensuring the facility is secure, lights are turned off, and doors are locked and closed at the time of departure. The employee is properly trained in the use of the facility area and any components within the area prior to using. The employee has received permission in advance from the building administration and the buildings and ground director. The employee and all in attendance must sign a waiver on file with the district, which includes a valid number to contact if needed, and the use shall not create undue or unnecessary wear and tear on the facility or its contents. In other action Tuesday or Monday night, the board approved to purchase Chromebooks for students and staff for the next four school years in the amount of $303,220. Following closed session, the board reconvened to approve action taken in closed. Action included the selection of Nexus Solutions LLC to serve as the construction management firm for the upcoming referendum-funded projects, teacher contracts for the 2024-25 school year, Jolie Tracy and Amara Cockcroft as the four-year-old kindergarten teachers for 2024-25 school year, Amber Tipton as the five-year-old kindergarten teacher for 2024-25, Tanner Bailing is the RCHS Spanish teacher for the coming year, and they also welcomed Carrie Stoltz as the Marketing and Communication Director beginning in June. The Grant County Sheriff's Department is looking for the person or persons who destroyed a garbage bin between Monday night and Tuesday morning. An unknown vehicle struck a Town and Country garbage bin that was along the side of Old Sea Road near Boscobel. The bin was destroyed and the garbage was dispersed in the ditch in front of the residence after being struck. Anyone with information about this destruction is asked to contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The American Red Cross is asking you to give blood or platelets during Trauma Awareness Month in May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now. Type O negative is the universal blood type and what emergency room personnel reach for when there is no time to determine a patient's blood type in the most serious situations. Type O positive blood is the most used blood type because it can be transfused to Rh positive patients of any blood type. Platelets are often needed to help with clotting in cases of massive bleeding. Two opportunities to donate will be held this week. The first is today from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The second will be held tomorrow from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. Friends and neighbors will gather for a march of mourning in support of Palestine this afternoon. Participants will start at the north side of the Landmark Center at 320 in Viroqua and march west to Main Street and conclude at Main and Terhune. The march coincides with Nakba Day, a commemoration of the lethal ethnic cleansing operation carried out by the State of Israel 76 years ago. Participants will gather in reverence, respect, and solidarity with the people of Palestine, imagining a world free of apartheid. The Frank O'Brien American Legion Post 335 will be holding its annual cemetery services tonight. Legion members will meet at the Avoca School Gym to travel to the Pulaski Church on County Highway P. Services will be held at Pulaski Church Cemetery on Highway P at 6, the Fairview Cemetery off of Highway N at 6:30, the Clyde Cemetery at 7, and the North Otter Creek Cemetery at Bigelow Hill at 7:15. The names of veterans will be read off and 21 gun taps will be presented. The public is welcome to attend any or all of the ceremonies to honor the veterans at each cemetery. The SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Medical Staff is accepting applications for academic scholarships. The scholarships are for students pursuing health-related fields such as nurse practitioner, lab technician, occupational therapist, pharmacist, physician assistant, physical therapist, radiology technician, registered nurse, respiratory therapy technician, and surgical technician. Other health fields will also be considered. Applicants must be currently enrolled in the medical program or be a graduating senior. $6,000 in scholarship funds will be distributed to the applicants chosen by the scholarship committee. Applications are due May 20th. Recipients can expect to be notified of their awards by June 17th. To request an application, contact the Medical Staff Scholarship Committee, care of Pam Anderson, SSM Health, St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo, or email pam.anderson@ssmhealth.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, May 15th. Jacob Carl Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, May 22nd at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet next Wednesday, May 22nd, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kyla and Adam Harlan had a son, Jude Michael.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Lots of sunshine and pleasant today with a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers towards morning, and a low of 48. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds at 4 miles per hour, and after a low of 45, it's up to 52 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.